Hello, I'm Terry Bennett, and welcome to another edition of Organ Stop, our regular program dedicated almost entirely to music written for the organ. If you're a regular listener to the program, you'll realise that we feature mainly classical composers, but with the occasional surprise thrown in from time to time. In today's programme, we're featuring works by Bach, of course, Tchaikovsky, Tournemire, Handel, Mozart, and others. We were recently saddened to learn of the death of Sir Stephen Clearbury, Director of Music at King's College, Cambridge, for no less than 37 years prior to his retirement in the autumn of 2019. He'll be remembered as a towering figure in the world of Anglican choral music, and it's appropriate that our first piece today is dedicated to his memory. Here he is at the organ of King's College playing Simon Preston's Toccata, a piece that was used for some years to introduce the BBC's Songs of Praise programme.
Thank you.
the late Sir Stephen Clearbury at the organ of King's College, Cambridge, playing Simon Preston's Toccata. Tchaikovsky was not a prolific composer of organ music, and perhaps surprisingly, few of his great works have been the subject of established organ transcriptions. A rare example, however, is this organ version of his ballet Swan Lake, composed during 1875 and 1876. Eric Colland there with Swan Lake, Act 1, Scene 1 by Tchaikovsky, played on the organ of Holman's Church, Copenhagen. Félix Alexandre Guillaumon lived between 1837 and 1911 and was a French organist and composer. He was the organist of La Trinité in Paris from 1871 until 1901. A noted pedagogue, performer and improviser, Guillaumon helped found the Schola Cantorum de Paris, and he was appointed as professor of organ at the Paris Conservatoire in 1896. Guillaumon's 8 sonatas were conceived with the Cavall-Coll organ of La Trinité in mind and are therefore symphonic in style and form, taking their place alongside the symphonic works of César Franck and the organ symphonies of Vidor. Here we have the finale from Symphony No. 4. finale from Guillemont's Sonata No. 4 in D minor, Opus 61, played there by Ludwig Ruxdessel at the organ of St. Stephen's Cathedral in Passau, Bavaria, Germany. For our piece by Bach today, we turn to the Japanese organist Ai Yoshida and the Prelude and Fugue in C major, BWV 545. This is an early work and has undergone a lot of tinkering. It starts off with great self-assurance, with hops, steps and jumps, and the pedal goes to a throbbing low C three times, while the right hand builds up a full chord straight away. And what follows is also decisive. The equally self-assured fugue is constructed firmly on the key of C major, which is never really called into question. Yet all is not as self-evident as it sounds, as there's a whole maze of versions of this piece with big and small differences, and nearly all of them originated in the 18th century. The assumption is that Bach wrote the piece as a young organist, maybe as early as his Arnstadt or Mühlhausen days.
Thank you.
Park's Prelude and Fugue in C major, BWV 545, played there by Ai Yoshida at the organ of the Japan Evangelical Lutheran Church in Oita. Charles Arnold Tournemire lived between 1870 and 1939 and was a French composer and organist, notable partly for his improvisations, which were often rooted in the music of Gregorian chant. His compositions include 8 symphonies, 4 operas, 12 chamber works, and 18 piano solos, but he's remembered largely for his organ music. Here we have his chorale improvisation on the Te Deum, taken from surely his best-known work for organ, his group of no less than 51 sets of 5 pieces, entitled L'Orgue Mystique, written between 1927 and 1932.
Thank you.
Tournemire's improvisation on the Te Deum from L'Orgue Mystique, opus 55-57, played by Ian Tracy at the organ of Liverpool Cathedral. George Frederick Handel was born in 1685 in Germany, but spent the majority of his musical career in London. He wrote operas, oratorios, organ music, and anthems. His six organ concertos, opus 7, were written for chamber organ and orchestra between 1740 and 1751. The first concerto in B-flat major was written in 1740 and premiered on the 27th of February that year.
Thank you.
Well, a bit of an abrupt ending there, but that was Richard Egger alongside the Academy of Ancient Music and Handel's Andante from the Organ Concerto in B-flat major, Opus 7, number 1. Reginald Porter Brown lived between 1910 and 1982 and was the youngest of the four organists who opened the BBC Theatre Organ at St George's Hall, London, back in the 1940s, I believe. Like many successful theatre organists, he started by playing the church organ when a youngster and was assistant organist at the local church when he was only 11. By the time he was 12, he was teaching and became a choirmaster when 16. For years, he played at and broadcast from the Forum Cinema in Southampton and also the Guildhall in Southampton. Here we have his tuba tune. Reginald Porter Brown's tuba tune played there by Nigel Ogden at the organ of Hereford Cathedral. Now, having just heard Nigel Ogden, he now returns to more familiar terrain for our lighter piece in today's programme. The Gibb Brothers, also known as the Bee Gees, recorded their song How Deep Is Your Love during 1977 for the soundtrack of the film Saturday Night Fever. It reached number 3 in the UK singles chart that year. Nigel Ogden there with How Deep Is Your Love by the Gibbs Brothers, played on the Wurlitzer at the Free Trade Hall in Manchester. Little is known of the life of John Bennett beyond that he lived between 1735 and 1784 and served as an organist in London for over 30 years. His 10 voluntaries for the organ or harpsichord are his only works known to this day. They were published by the composer in 1758, and today we feature that in G minor. Margaret Phillips there at the organ of St Matthew's Church, Westminster, playing John Bennett's Voluntary in G minor. We opened our programme today with the late Sir Stephen Clearbury at the organ of King's College Chapel in Cambridge. Let's close with him performing in the role for which he will undoubtedly be best remembered, at the helm of the chapel choir in this arrangement by Sir John Gosse of the 23rd Psalm, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I hope that you've enjoyed this edition of Organ Stop. Until the next time, goodbye.